Well, good morning. I'm Gail Tarleton, Commission President, calling the special meeting of February 28th, 2012 to order. The time is 10:07 a.m. and we are meeting in Kirkland City Council chambers at Kirkland City Hall due to the tremendous graciousness of the Kirkland Mayor, the City Council members, and our City Manager, and I will recognize all of you in a moment. Present with me today for the Commission meeting are Commissioners Bryant and Creighton, Chief of Staff Beckett, General Counsel Watson, and Commission Records Coordinator White. I want to recognize all of those who have made it possible for us to be here today. I know that we have in the audience our Kirkland Mayor, Joan McBride. Then we have Deputy Mayor, Doreen Marchioni. And we have most of the Kirkland City Council membership, I believe, Penny Sweet, Amy Wallen, Dave Asher, and Bob Sternoff, and City Manager Kurt Triplett. I would like to thank all of you very much for welcoming us into your chamber and for this very special meeting today. The meeting is being audio and videotaped and may be viewed or heard on the Port's website live during Commission meetings or accessed later. King County Television also rebroadcasts Commission meetings as part of the regular program schedule. And the exit locations in case of emergency are, I believe, the doors to my left as we enter, well, we actually entered in the double doors to my center. And I'd like to ask everyone to stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, as I mentioned, we are very pleased to be here in the city of Kirkland, and thank you all for hosting us today. Several times each year, the Port Commission holds meetings at various locations around King County to discuss topics of interest to the communities where we meet, and this is actually written into our bylaws. So today, of course, we are here for a very special occasion. We will have the first reading and hold public hearing on a resolution that is part of what has now been a fairly lengthy process, but a good process, of transferring to the City of Kirkland a segment of the East Side Rail Corridor. And we are delighted to be able to conduct this business here in Kirkland. And I do see that King County Councilmember Jane Haig has just joined us. Thank you very much, Councilmember, for joining us. Now, for the public testimony, we will be taking any public testimony, but I would first like to extend the courtesy to the Mayor of the City of Kirkland, Mayor Joan McBride.
Oh my goodness, I'm not used to being here. Folks, I'm nervous. But I do have a prepared statement before I begin. I just want to thank you very much for this opportunity. We're delighted to have you here in Kirkland. So on behalf of all the council members, welcome to Kirkland. Stay long and be happy. Thank you, President Tarleton and members of the commission. I'm Joan McBride. I am the mayor of Kirkland. And today, on behalf, I'm speaking on behalf of the entire city council. I want to state for the record that the selling of the Kirkland Rail segment not only helps Kirkland achieve the Cross Kirkland Trail and Transit connection that has been part of the city's vision for decades, it also embodies the port's century agenda to spur jobs and economic development while being a leader in environmental sustainability. First, selling the corridor is a great and wise green investment for the quality of life for Kirkland residents and also port taxpayers. The segment instantly links many of Kirkland's schools and parks and will become a region-wide attraction for cyclists and pedestrians of all ages. Future transit and rail trail use will help provide alternatives to cars and relieve congestion. This purchase is also a key investment in jobs and economic growth in Kirkland, which will both benefit the city and the port and our region as a whole. This segment starts at the south end of our city with a newly upzoned Yarrow Bay Business District. The segment then moves up to Central Kirkland and is part of it's of particular interest to Google, which has nearly 1,000 employees in Kirkland right on the current rail line. Google recently told Kirkland that the purchase and development of the corridor into a regional link to Seattle and other parts of the region is a strong incentive for Google to remain and to expand. The Kirkland segment then extends up into the Totem Lake Business District, our designated urban center. Totem Lake currently generates nearly one-third of Kirkland's sales tax revenue. It is the home of Evergreen Hospital, our largest employer, with nearly 3,000 people. This year, the council asked the Urban Land Institute to evaluate Totem Lake and recommend some actions that the city could take in order to make it pop and help it become revitalized, and to also help stimulate the malls. The ULI top recommendation, and this was incredible, after everything they looked at in that entire business district, their top recommendation was to acquire and develop the rail corridor into a regional trail and also to take a look at that cute little lake there. But their main recommendation was to acquire and develop that rail corridor. So for all of these reasons, citizen health, environmental sustainability, and economic development, on behalf of the Kirkland City Council, we thank the Commission for entering into a purchase and sale agreement with Kirkland, and we urge you to complete that action by surplusing the Kirkland segment to the city. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor McBride. And now I would like to invite any other public testimony. Do we have any other individuals who have signed up for public testimony? Pardon me? Oh, follow all for the hearing. So they're all for the hearing. Do we have any other members of the public who wish to testify on any other matters besides the resolution? We do create space for that as well. Very well. Then I will go towards the consideration of the action item, because we have to have the action item on the agenda and a motion on the table in order to then open it up to public hearing for the testimony. So, commissioners, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Beckett for him to lead us through the action item.
Thank you, Madam President, commissioners. The first item is action item 6A, first reading and public hearing of resolution number 3659, a resolution of the Port Commission of the Port of Seattle declaring certain real property located in the City of Kirkland and the City of Bellevue, a portion of the Woodenville subdivision, and any improvements located thereon surplus and no longer needed for port purposes, authorizing its transfer to the City of Kirkland and authorizing the Chief Executive Officer to execute all documents related to such transfer. The port will receive $5 million minus closing costs from the City of Kirkland for the sale of this property, which is also known as the Eastside Rail Corridor. And Joe McWilliams, our Real Estate Division Director, will be the presenter.
Good morning. Between what Mayor McBride said and what Mr. Beckett just said, there's not much left for me to say. I love it when that plan comes together. You will remember that earlier in the year, you approved the purchase and sale agreement, and it was a little bit out of sequence because it was the document that created the due diligence period. That purchase and sale document essentially exists as it was constituted earlier this year. We have made one adjustment to it. The City of Kirkland asked for a 15-day extension on their due diligence period, which we agreed to. Other than that, the terms are substantially the same. As Mr. Beckett said, this is a $5 million transaction, and then we'll split the closing costs with the City of Kirkland. With that, I'll just pause and see if there are any other questions.
Thank you, Joe. Commissioners. Commissioner Creighton.
Thank you, Madam President. No other questions, but I do have a comment. Is this the appropriate time?
This is the appropriate time. Right. Well, we will need a...
Why don't we wait till after we have public testimony?
Okay, so in order to go to the public hearing, I do need a motion and a second.
Also move.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Commissioner. The motion has been moved and seconded by Commissioners Bryant and Creighton. And so now I will open the public hearing on resolution number 3659 regarding transfer of the East Sile Rail Corridor. Testimony will be limited to 3 minutes for individuals and 5 minutes for those representing an organization. I am told that there is no sound system with the warning lights. So my commission records coordinator will ring a very silent, quiet bell at the thank you at the end of your allotted time. And we do have a number of people signed up for public testimony, so thank you all very much for being here. The first person is Mr. Lauren Herigstadt. And Mr. Herigstadt, would you give your name and address and organization, please?
Hi, I'm Lauren Herigstadt, president of All Aboard Washington, also speaking for the Cascadia Center for Regional Economic Development today. My address is way down south at 344 Halliday Road, Centralia, Washington. So it was quite a trip up here this morning. And anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for hearing us this morning. And we, first of all, congratulate both the Port of Seattle and the communities along the region, especially the city of Kirkland, for having the foresight to preserve this corridor for public use. Our only concern is that it needs to be kept for what its original intent by your previous port president, John Creighton, said, dual use, namely rails and recreation. Our primary concern is that the corridor be kept intact throughout its length and developed for both rail and trail purposes and uses throughout that same length without, with no single use precluding the potential of other uses. And so while the trail seems well in hand and taken care of, we are concerned that there isn't adequate mobilization towards the rail part of the dual use yet. And I would almost suggest that the Port of Seattle consider maybe not codicils or attachments or conditions subsequent, but something that would encourage the cities of Kirkland and other cities who acquire chunks of this corridor to develop uses together as a region and not to develop uses that would conflict or preclude uses elsewhere in the corridor. We at Cascadia and All Aboard Washington have been developing a concept we call the East Side Trailway, trail and rail together, and I'll put up some slides here. I think I can switch this around. Let's see. Never see my hand moving in stop motion before. Anyway, this is looking at the Totem Lake Station. You can see on the left the trail, and you can see on the right the train and the small station. And the thing that the trail and rail has over a train, over a trail only, is that when you get caught in the rain, you don't have to bike back through the rain to get to your car wherever you came from. You can hop on a train and put your bike on there too. And here's the station for the Kirkland Parks, Kirkland Station, and they fit and scale well with neighborhoods, yet transport over 10,000 passengers an hour, possibly. And they can even scale up to this South Kirkland Transportation Hub concept, where you can have regional bus exchanges, stores, parking, electric vehicle charging, and all that. Finally, for those who would argue that it's cheaper to construct a trail on the railhead, I would point out this picture. And I'm sorry this isn't in your packets, but I'll leave it with your staff. I'll leave this picture with your master staff. This is of the Dartmoor Cycleway in the United Kingdom in southwest England. They're actually using the railroad, which is in worse shape than the East Side Line is, to build the trail next to it at lower cost by bringing in heavy equipment by rail and materials faster, easier, cheaper, and with much less neighborhood disruption than bringing all that over roads and through neighborhoods would be. So if nothing else, I don't think this factor has been considered, that building the trail next to the line by the using the line itself could actually be cheaper than building the trail on the railhead and taking up all the track and precluding the rail use. So in summary, I'd also point out the City of Woodinville, Google in its letter to Kirkland, and the Statement of Principles for Dual Use, all of which are in the handouts, all state that rail and trail are the objective, not trail alone. And so I would strongly encourage the port to keep kind of an eye on this as kind of not apparent, but a regional partner to make sure that all the cities along the line work together with the port and with stakeholders, and even All Aboard Washington and Cascadia Center are willing to work with you on this as well, to make sure that the region for both, the potential for both uses is realized, and that the trail, not just the trail by itself, will be. Because even though SR 522 through Bothell and Kenmore is very congested and busy, no one is seriously able to look at returning the Burke-Gilman Trail to rail use because of all the 4,400 miles of rail that has been rail banked and converted to interim trail use in the United States. Only about 3% has ever been turned to even freight use, let alone passenger use. So why can't we have visitors going to Woodinville and Snohomish by train, visitors arriving from SeaTac Airport on the east side by train. Imagine what that would do for our local economy. And most everywhere else, when I had visitors from France asking to get around, they're asking, where's the trains? They don't want to ride bus.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hergstadt. And we also have signed up King County Council member Jane Haig, and I'd like to invite her to give her comments.
Good morning, commissioners, and thank you very much for holding this hearing and this action item in the City of Kirkland. It's an honor to be here and to have worked with you on making sure that this valuable resource stays in public ownership. I first want to applaud your vision and your courage in seeing the opportunity that this corridor has for the whole East Side as well as the region, not only for opportunities to recreate, but also for opportunities for economic development and increased partnerships that really transform our region into the hub that it is. I also want to applaud the City of Kirkland for taking a valuable piece and seeing the opportunities that it has for the city with the ability to anchor both the north and the south parts of Kirkland and to provide potentially a demonstration project for how dual use works and how it can provide the economic opportunities, the sustainability, and the community values that we all care about. I look forward to having a similar opportunity with King County and hope that this purchase, this resolution to purchase, continues to keep both of our entities at the table so that we can very soon ensure that all parties are privy to making sure that this corridor stays in public ownership. So thank you, and again, look forward to working with you.
Thank you, Councilmember Haig. I really appreciate your being here today. Our next speaker is Mr. Martin Evans.
I'm speaking as a concerned citizen. I've been part of various groups, again, out of the concern, that's what's led to my investigating or being on an association with them, but I have always spoke as an individual, not representing a group. Since its beginning, when this easement came to public light, so to speak, and that was during the Ron Sims days of acquisition for a path. There was so much backlash against becoming a path, walkway, rather than a rail corridor, that that's obviously what led to an awful lot of the delay in that happening, was the amount of public upheaval over why in the world this ideal easement running north and south along with one of the major arterials in our area that is so congested, and why, when this easement could have been developed and at this stage could have been one of those shovel-ready aspects, to probably have become, if not the only profitable transit system in the state, but the closest thing to it. There have been studies that actually bore that out. On my way up here from South Bellevue, I came up through all the back streets, just as I was trying to avoid the 405 traffic. And I noticed the entire distance, there were two bike riders, the entire distance. And yet there were thousands of north and south bound traffic. And I'm referring to being able to see what's up on the freeway as well as what was down on the lower streets. This entire process has been a systematic destruction of the concept of using this for rail. This transfer is, again, that's kind of the final death blow of actually taking any future connection between Woodinville and Bellevue, let alone down to Renton. That was part of the thing, as to when the freeway was wrought widened there, it was touted that it was cheaper to take the railroad overpass off rather than to actually do what was normally done, which is to temporarily support a railway during a highway underpass construction. But in fact, the intent was obviously to keep that as broken as possible. And, of course, the discussions are getting rid of the south end, change that into path. This is a further area of very much of not in my backyard. It's a shame that there's been so little concern over the economic value of having made this a major transportation line.
Thank you, Mr. Evans, and thank you for being here. Our next speaker is Mr. Robert Sherman.
Good morning, President Tarleton, Commissioner Bryant, and Commissioner Creighton. Whereas the City of Kirkland wants to acquire the property and the improvements for trail and transportation uses, I've listened to the city manager and the city council in December and the city's transportation commission speak about the East Side Rail Line. The transportation commission talked about Sound Transit operating service 30 years from now, but right now they want to tear out the track and build a trail. They think that it's cheaper to build the trail when the track is gone. No studies have been done by experienced people to support this point of view. I hope the port will hold the city's feet to the fire to prevent track removal. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sherman. And the next speaker is Mr. James Cusick.
Most people don't make that Irish pronunciation correctly there. Thank you. My name is James Cusick, and I come from, I'm living over in Edmonds now, and my address is 10717-229th Place Southwest, for the record. And you might wonder why somebody from Edmonds cares about the East Side Rail Line here. And I kind of jump into these things now for historical accuracy, because before I lived in Edmonds, I lived in Bothell. And during the time of the Growth Management Act and the Imagine Bothell process, I applied for and was accepted onto the I-405 Corridor Program Citizens Committee. So I spent about 2.5 years working deep in the numbers with what was going on in this corridor. Again, I say I do this for historical accuracy because I see some misconceptions out there, even jumping in on radio talk shows to correct things that are said. And I not only direct it at the port, but also at the Kirkland City Council members and things to think about this. I'll go over it, try not to get too deep in the numbers, but if you remember what happened for the 405 program, there were four options, four alternatives. One, a low-end light rail at $4.5 billion, all the way up to a three lanes and in each direction only at over $11 billion. In between, what we chose was one alternative, was called Alternative 3, which was two lanes in each direction, which is what's being constructed now, along with BRT. And BRT included about a little over $1 billion worth of HOV improvements to HOV access ramps at major interchanges, I-90, 167. So a good cost of that was to accommodate the BRT option. During the process, I had remembered the report that was done by, it was called the East Regional Transit Project Eastside Commuter Rail Feasibility Study in April of 92. And while I was on the committee, I asked, could we study that some more? And they began looking into some of the numbers, what ridership potential there was, even all the way up to Woodinville, because that was the scope of the 405 program. We didn't go beyond Woodinville at that point. And the numbers were encouraging, but what happened was the Kennedale Neighborhood Association and the City of Renton submitted a letter to the Executive Committee and asked that study of that option, the East Side Rail Corridor, be stopped. Now, that was an option any municipality could apply at any time if they found it very onerous. In fact, Kemper Freeman's reduced congestion now was taken off the table fairly early. So at that point, Kemper and I were out in the street here on that. That study didn't go any further. After the 2007 and the 2008 study that the PSRC and Sound Transit conducted showed, it finally put a price tag and actually some very encouraging ridership numbers on that line. And it, for my perception, and It looks pretty close to our BRT option. But what I hear people characterizing this decision for BRT is that we looked at that and that was the best option. The problem was the East Side Rail Corridor was never studied or was never brought to the cost-benefit stage. And that was never compared. So I just want to let, I hear the bell went off. But if, I guess my last point was if the decision is to not include rail and it, and people are stuck on 405, would you have a big sign on the Wilburton Trestle that said, this commute option, the status of this commute option is brought to you by, would you be willing to have your names on that sign to let people know why the rail line is no longer connected? So thank you. Thank you again for your time.
Hello. Thank you, Port Commissioners, for allowing me to have this time. My name is Lisa McConnell. I live at 5905 106th Avenue Northeast in our fair city of Kirkland, Washington. I'm speaking to you today as a member of the Eastside Trail Advocates, of which we have 300 or so citizen members. I also am a very proud member of my community. I love Kirkland. So I have, as most proud community members, I have a lot of hats that I wear in my community. I've been involved in my neighborhood association for 17 years. I was the chairperson of that neighborhood association for the last 8 years. I've also been involved in our neighborhood plan update, which is our update of the comprehensive plan for the city of Kirkland. I've also been involved in the Park Funding Exploratory Committee, the Active Transportation Task Force that Mayor McBride had a few years back. So I've been a very active member in my community. And as such, I have heard a lot of community comment from citizens here in the city of Kirkland. And as to this resolution, there is huge community support. Everybody is very excited about this opportunity that Kirk Triplett and the city council, thank you very much for negotiating for our city. Our citizens are looking forward to the opportunity that this resolution is giving the city of Kirkland, and we're very proud of our city council and our city manager for negotiating this opportunity for us. And that's all. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, I didn't have my mic on. Mr. Will Knedlick.
My name is Will Knedlick, and I'm appearing here today as president of Eastside Rail Now, and I should be able to be done well within 5 minutes. I want to join the other persons who have testified in thanking the port for coming here today. And I want to note my previous testimony on behalf of Eastside Rail Now to the port in that I believe it will have documented to you that there is no group that has been more supportive of the port's bona fides in purchasing the Eastside Rail Corridor in order to add quintessential freight reliability here through a key increment of redundancy for a rather fragile local rail freight system in conjunction with recreational uses in the corridor that are also possible. Including, I want to remind you of my previous testimony regarding my last conversation with our friend Phil Noble in response to his explicit suggestions to the Eastside Transportation Partnership of a lack of good faith by the port as to its stated reasons for acquiring the corridor at one of his last ETP meetings, if not his very last ETP meeting. I want to note my testimony to you at the port's headquarters recently with regard to Eastside Rail Now's inability to harmonize your testimony, Madam President, in your sworn declaration, which has contributed centrally to the port's defeat of Art Lane's litigation at the trial level, with allowing the corridor's tracks to be removed. And I've highlighted for your consideration two items in this declaration on pages 5 and 6. First, where you say under oath, there is no question in my mind that the entire corridor, including the portion in Snohomish County, is critical to the region's and nation's transportation infrastructure. And on the following page, where you provide an example, quote, the port's acquisition of the corridor improves the resiliency of the region's transportation system by providing alternative freight routes and enhancing existing capacity. It also improves the port's ability to accommodate shifts in global trade. Now, I think that's absolutely true, but it is only true if the rails are there. You can't run those trains if there's a breakdown in our fragile main line over gravel. You can't run it over dirt if you've ripped up the tracks and the ties. You can't fulfill what you said under oath to defeat Art Lane by allowing that to happen. And I've also read the 76 pages of your excellent deposition, also sworn under oath. And I'd like to just quote a couple passages to you, because as you know, Mr. Lane's litigation has been appealed, and you have won at the trial level based on this testimony. I want to bring your attention to your testimony on page 17, where you indicate that there is no question in my mind that the part of the corridor is an essential ingredient for such a regional rail system working. And again, that's your word, working. Well, it can't work if you rip up the tracks. The trains are not flying carpets. They are very large pieces of machinery, as I note, trying to get across the street to come to Port Commission meetings. And again, on page 27, you say, The Port of Seattle has a responsibility to make those corridors work at the local level, the regional level, the state level, the national level, and the international level. I think you've covered the entire waterfront, but you will only have covered the waterfront if there are tracks. At page 28, you say, I think the very fact that we bought the corridor with a freight component tells future planners and future developers that no matter how the growth looks and how fast it happens, freight access and mobility are going to have to be a core ingredient in the future development and planning. And indeed, I would urge upon you, since upgrading tracks is much less expensive if you have the tracks in place, that's an additional reason that you can't fulfill your sworn testimony to win a lawsuit by allowing these tracks to be ripped up. Now, there's a lot more. It is an excellent 76 pages, but I only have 5 minutes. It would be a shame for the port to force a group of its most outspoken supporters to sue it for failing to take those steps necessary to preserve tracks necessary to ensure the quintessential need for rail freight redundancy. Was that my 5 minutes? Okay. Well, there's no better place to leave it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Knedlick. And the next person to sign up, and I believe that this is the final person to sign up, is Mr. Kurt Triplett.
Thank you, Madam President and Commissioners. That's a pretty amazing day for me to be here with my history with this. But I wanted to say a few comments on behalf of the City Council and the City of Kirkland. First, I want to thank the port. Since 2007, the one constant that has kept this line in public ownership through three different county executives and many other entities has been the Port of Seattle. And you stepped up, your staff, various commissions, you kept this jewel for us on the east side, and you fulfilled your commitment. You are making sure that this stays in public ownership through the agreements you are reaching with all of the other entities. There's been some testimony today about preserving rail and trail, and you've done that. You have reached agreements with King County for a trail easement throughout this corridor. You have reached agreements with Sound Transit for a transit use throughout this corridor. You have preserved the options for rail and trail throughout this entire corridor, and I want to thank you for that. I also want to note that the City of Kirkland actually has our official adopted position is for dual use on this corridor. Our Transportation Commission worked with our public. They brought forward a vision of rail and trail on this corridor that was adopted by our City Council. That is the official position of the City of Kirkland. That is what we intend to do with the Kirkland segment over time. So you have done everything that folks have asked you to. The port has stepped up. They've made this happen. You preserve the option for viable freight when, as we all know, a viable freight option is out there that can happen. There doesn't happen to be one right now. So thank you for all that. And on a personal note, I wanted to thank your exceptional staff. I've had a chance to work with them over many of the years, but from Craig Watson and Kurt Beckett and working with Teo Shitani on the big picture issues we got there, but most importantly in the last couple months working with Joe McWilliams in particular and also Isabel Sephora, they have worked tirelessly and relentlessly with our staff to make this happen, and we wish we would not be here without them. So thank you for the exceptional team you've assembled and allowed us to work with. Thank you for your leadership as a port commission for making this happen in 2009, for bringing us forward to this point here today where you can do this. And so for all of those reasons and the reasons that our mayor articulated for you, for the environmental benefits to Kirkland, for the economic development benefits to Kirkland, we urge you to adopt this resolution. And we thank you so much for coming out here and joining us today.
Mr. Triplett, thank you very much. And it is an honor to be here. And I think, and thank you to all of the members of the communities around the region who have made the effort to be here today. We know that King County is a big place, and this East Side Rail Corridor touches a whole range of people, not just on the East Side, as we have heard very well. Commissioners, I will open it up for a comment. And Commissioner Creighton, you had indicated you'd like a comment.
Thank you, Madam President, and I will go ahead and move the first reading of the resolution. But yeah, I'd like to make a couple comments, and I'd like to echo your remarks that I'm really delighted to be here, doing the first reading here in the City of Kirkland at the Kirkland City Hall. The corridor has been sort of present my entire life. I grew up not too far away from the corridor. My school bus every morning went by the Wilburton Trestle, and I guess more importantly to the matter at hand, it's been a ever-present part of my public life to this point. When I was first elected Port Commissioner in 2006, that's when the proposal was originally raised by Kurt's boss, County Executive Ron Sims, and Mick Dinsmore, the then CEO of the Port of Seattle. And it's taken a lot of permutations, twists and turns since then, but I think we've reached a great result. We have the corridor preserved in public ownership, and I'm delighted to be here in these chambers because we have so many people who were present along the way, and big like Councilmember Jane Haig was a big early supporter and a reason that we were able to make so much progress going forward despite the twists and turns. Kurt Triplett was an original early proponent of the acquisition idea, and the Kirkland City Council and the mayor and the city of Kirkland, although you guys weren't part of the original deal, I've really appreciated your outspokenness in support of bringing the corridor into public domain, and I'm delighted that you're now part of this transaction because the port could not have done this alone. The port could not have done this acquisition without the public partnerships that we've struck, and the city of Kirkland is an important part of that. And the testimony that we've heard today from the East Side Rail folks and others, you make some very important points. I remain committed as sort of a regional official to having this corridor remain dual use, rail and trail. And I'm really delighted that we've gotten that commitment from the city of Kirkland. I think, you know, we have a couple Puget Sound Regional Council studies that say, well, it really won't make sense. It won't be a viable rail line for another 30 years. But then you listen to folks all around the region, business leaders who say their employees are sick of sitting in traffic on 405 and they need alternatives. So I'm really confident that as we go forward, you know, we'll see all those alternatives play out on the corridor. And I think some aspects of the corridor might be more weighted towards one or another use, but I think we need to remain committed to the philosophy of the entire corridor being reserved for dual use. So with that, I'm delighted to move this.
Thank you, Commissioner Creighton. And I was remiss. I did not formally close the public hearing, which I am required to do by law. My Roberts rules are getting retuned. And so the official public hearing is closed. Thank you, Commissioner Creighton. Commissioner Bryan.
A second.
Thank you very much. Any other comments? I too just want to close before we take the vote by reminding everybody that the reason we have first readings and we have public testimony as part of first reading is to give everyone an opportunity to identify their concerns, to come forward with their ideas, and to inform our final decision making between first reading and second reading and passage of the final resolution. And so I want to just thank everybody for reminding us where it all began. And as a number of you have pointed out, when it is a multi-year process of identifying an opportunity, evaluating it, coming to agreements with multiple parties, Kirkland was not part of the original group of six. We had six party talks, and they weren't in North Korea. They were here in Seattle, and fortunately, the city council leadership in Kirkland and the mayor of Kirkland and the city manager of Kirkland were very familiar with the original plans. And that makes it possible for us to explore opportunities not just with Kirkland but with other cities on the east side who were not in the original discussions. And that is a testament to a lot of dedicated work by a lot of people on all sides. And the public's voice has been a constant. You were part of many public discussions. We had six or seven public discussions and public meetings with the commissioners around King County, as well as in Snohomish County. And we have also had numerous opportunities for public testimony throughout the last 3 years. So I feel that you're keeping us honest and that you're making sure we're continuing to pay attention to retaining public ownership, retaining dual use capability, recognizing that the needs of the region will continue to evolve as population shifts and as commuting environment shift, and as freight shifts, because the recovery of the economy and the recovery of businesses and the export markets that they're going to be pursuing will indeed change the way people and freight move around this region, and we will keep paying attention. I think you've seen that through multiple commissions, we've managed to keep focused on this very core part of our long-term goals for our region, and I don't think you will see this commission in any way flagging in its attention to this, to the details, not just the idea. So for all of the work that has come before and all that is promised to be ahead of us, commissioners, I will call for the vote. All those in favor of first reading of resolution number 3659 for declaring certain real property in City of Kirkland and City of Bellevue no longer needed for port purposes and authorizing the transfer to the City of Kirkland for $5 million. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed. The motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much, everyone. I think applause is appropriate. And so, Mr. Beckett, any other information?
Madam President, there are no other items for this meeting. I would like to just take a moment on CEO Yoshitani's behalf and all the staff to just extend our sincere thank you to the City of Kirkland and its elected leadership. Obviously, Kirk Triplett is the city manager and all the other staff who have been key partners on getting us to this phase, and obviously much work to do in the days ahead. So we look forward to that continued partnership. Thank you.
Very well. Commissioners, seeing no further business, I will adjourn the meeting at 10:57 a.m. Thank you very much, everybody.